第111课
Basketball is a game for tall people, but once in a while a player like Muggsy Boggs comes along. Muggsy is a real shrimp, only 1.6 meters tall, but he's so quick and clever he can play on equal terms with all those giants. The great French leader Napoleon was shorter than everybody around him, so you'd have to call him a little shrimp. But for a shrimp, he certainly made the rest of Europe tremble. I don't like any of my teachers much, but the one I hate the most is Mrs. Gray. She's such an old crab, always scolding us for making noise, chewing gum, not doing our homework. My neighbor is such an old crab. He practically does not allow me to listen to music and watch TV. Whenever I turn on my radio or television set, he knocks on my door and angrily orders me to stop.
第112课
Somebody offered to sell me some beach property in Florida at a good cheap price, but the deal smelled fishy, so I went down to take a look. Sure enough, every time the tide came in, the land was under 3 feet of water. It appeared to be a real bargain, but I smelled something fishy because the man was in such a hurry to sell it. I was right. Later on, I found out the car was stolen. Do you notice how Dora always fishes for compliments? She keeps asking the men in the office what they think of her new hairdo or whether they think her new dress is the right color for her. I hope you don't think I'm fishing for a compliment, but have you had a chance to read my new book? The reviews are good, but I'd like to hear what you think about it.
第113课
I wouldn't go out on a date with Mary if she was the last woman in the world. She's such a turkey with that boring personality and stupid grin. This man came with a good recommendation from his last job, but it turns out he's just a turkey who simply can't do anything right. You know, for 25 years, I smoked 2 packs a day. But the day a good friend of mine died of lung cancer, I decided to go cold turkey and never light up another cigarette. It was tough, but it was the smartest thing I ever did in my life. I needed to lose weight quick, so I gave up ice cream, cake, and other rich foods, cold turkey. And you know, I lost 10 pounds in just a little over a month.
第114课
These two guys were pushing me around until my brother, who's a beefy football player on the school team, came out and asked me if I needed help. You should have seen those two guys run. You expect a big, beefy man to have a deep, deep voice. But my beefy neighbor, who must weigh 120 kilos, has a high-pitched, squeaky voice like a man half his size. A general beefs up his forces before a battle by adding more tanks and artillery. A college can beef up its educational level by hiring highly qualified professors. I'm happy to tell you that our sales increased almost 25% in the last 6 months after we beefed up our sales force by hiring 50 more salespeople in California and Texas.
第115课
Sally's happy about how her new seafood restaurant is doing. Business was slow at first, but it's really snowballed the last couple of months. Now you have to wait in line to get a table. The latest polls show that public opinion is starting to snowball in favor of our opponent. We need to find some more good things to say about our candidate and find them quick. This guy kept telling me how much I'd save with his company. But when I read the policy he was selling, I realized he was giving me a snow job. So I told him thanks, but no thanks. That new man who's running for Congress makes a lot of promises what he'll do for the people. But I keep having this uneasy feeling that he's only giving us a snow job.
第一百一十六课。
He started the meeting with a couple of jokes to get people to relax. Then he went around the table and asked everybody to stand up and tell a little about themselves, and that broke the ice in a hurry. It's hard to break the ice at a party for adults where everybody is a stranger. But you get a bunch of young kids together and the noise tells you they break the ice in 5 minutes. My boss is the smartest man I know, but he's a real iceberg. He acts like he has no feelings for other people. In fact, you can almost feel the chill when he walks into the office. We thought our neighbor next door was a real iceberg, cold and aloof to us all. But at his daughter's wedding, he wore a big smile and was so friendly, I couldn't believe he was the same man.
第一百一十七课。
Where's the beef? Where's the beef, Mr. President? Where's the beef? Our history teacher is a good talker, but there isn't much real meat about history in what he says. I'd like to ask him, where's the beef? Because we sure don't learn much from him. The man is so incompetent, we'd like to fire him. But he has good political connections, so we send him to our turkey farm out in Denver, where he can't cause much damage. There's a secretary in my office who tries to do as little as possible. I've warned her several times. If she continues to behave that way, one day I'm going to send her to the turkey farm.
第一百一十八课。
My friend Joe is a sitting duck for any phony offer that promises to make him rich in a hurry. Anytime a fast-talking salesman comes along with a promise to make Joe a millionaire overnight, Joe will hand over his money. And, of course, he'll never see it again. It was early on a Sunday morning, and the Americans had no warning. So the battleships and destroyers were sitting ducks when the Japanese bombers swept in the sea. If I were you, I wouldn't put any more money into the restaurant. It's simply in the wrong part of town. Honey, I'm afraid it's already a dead duck. There isn't any way to save it. The president's proposal looks like a dead duck. Some congressmen in his own party are against it, so I'm afraid he won't get enough votes to get it passed through the Congress.
第一百一十九课。
Today I was sure I could work up my courage and dive off the 10-meter board at the pool. I walked right out to the edge, but then I chickened out. It looked like a long way down to the water. My friend Joe was planning to get married for the fourth time, but at the last moment he chickened out because his first three marriages ended in divorce and he was afraid to take another chance. I turned down the job at the hamburger restaurant. They only pay chicken feed, not even enough money to pay my rent. My grandfather says that 50 years ago, a salary of $5,000 a year meant you could live very comfortably. But these days, $5,000 is just chicken feed. You'd have a tough time just surviving on it.
第一百二十课。
See that woman sitting over there? The one wearing the flashy red dress and too much lipstick and eyeshadow. She is flirting with that good-looking young man across from her. Well, she's certainly no spring chicken. That man looks young enough to be her son. I'm over 40, so I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I can still play a good game of tennis. In fact, I can take my 20-year-old son out to the tennis court and beat him any day of the week. I know that most snakes are harmless, but I can't help it. Every time I see a snake, even in a zoo, I get goosebumps all over. Do you know, I've seen every movie with Madonna in it at least 5 times. Just seeing her picture in the magazine gives me goosebumps. She's such a beautiful woman.